And here's the big news of the weekend. LA Gladiators Fisher, who, as many of you know, and were following during the time of the playoffs when this happened, was benched for backup, then backup main tank, iRemix, who at the start of the season was the Gladiator starter, but after the Spitfire decided to move Fisher to LA, became the backup in a primary backup role. And as we saw all season, Fisher played at an MVP level on main tank in terms of creating space, ultimate economy, and just overall effectiveness. He did so much for that team. So the move to bench him in the most important part of the season was suspect to a lot of us, me included. I was a heavy critic of this move and still am. But now, you know, a few weeks have passed. The dust has settled. The Spitfire have been finals champions for a while. Now we're getting the full detail of what happened, of why this split occurred. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty from anyone, from Fisher's side, from the Gladiator side. But these guys are playing in a professional league now. This is not some amateur hour stuff. These guys are playing in a fully functional professional league. So the handling of this situation from both sides, as I said, was just suspect to begin with. I don't know the full in the room details, what was happening day to day with these guys. All I can tell you is there was some sort of split that pinned Fisher against the rest of the team in a way which prompted a move to benching him. So the gist of it, from what I've been able to summarize and what I can tell, is the lack of communication was a big deal, which we, you know, from team to team to team, that it seems to be a recurring theme, but it's still season one, and I feel like teams are getting better at that aspect of it, but at the same time, it's still a struggle. So that was an issue. But it seems like there's more internal things happening in this situation. I don't know if it was like a philosophical dispute between Fisher and the Gladiators coaching staff. Because while Fisher is one of the few Korean-born players on that team, they just added Void. And Fisher, from what I can tell, speaks okay English. So it was a weird split. Like I said, there's not a whole lot of details of like the actual what happened, but it was a huge split in terms of the overall league now, because the power shifts again, because the Gladiators were on the rise seemingly before this trade. Now you look at their roster and the team, and while they still have obviously a really strong team, they lose their main tank. They lose one of their most important players, arguably their most important player. I would go as far as to say he was their most important player on the team. And it just leaves a huge void. That is a pun, but I didn't mean to do that. It leaves a huge hole in their roster. And I don't see, you know, they'll have to make some sort of move, because I don't think you can go into season two with iRemix. I think iRemix is a fantastic bench player, and I think he's a borderline starter, maybe on a bad team, but I don't think he's your starting main tank. So the Gladiators kind of put themselves back a little bit. I think they were having such a good season. Like we said, Fisher was one of the guys last season in the whole league. he was absolutely ridiculous on Winston. He was definitely the best Winston in a Winston heavy meta where Winston is very important. So losing that kind of impact on a team is rough for sure. So, and like we said, on Winston's lab, he's rated 10th overall. But this is also the overall player rankings. OG jumped a bunch of people too. I'd put him a little bit higher, like Fraggy's 6th. I know that's probably based on the World Cup and things like that. This is up to date, but I would put Fisher fairly high on the list. So let's go back and take a look at the playoffs, because we see the Dynasty. The Dynasty struggled all season. I feel like this is the type of move they wanted to make during the season, but couldn't find a trade partner to make that happen. Now, the biggest issue with that dynasty squad, in my eyes, was their main tank. I love Miro. I really do love Miro. I think Miro coming out of Apex was maybe the best main tank in the world. But as that team diminished overall around him, and I feel like the entire squad got weaker as a whole. Even Fleta to a certain extent, even though I think Fleta will be back and he'll have a great season. But Miro wasn't nearly the player he was at the end of Apex as he was at the end of season one. And you saw this from their team as a whole. I mean, Toby, who had such, you know, who people revered as maybe the best support player, really got phased out in season one. Ryu Jaehong, the best Zenyatta at the time, completely got overshadowed in this. And I'm not even sure what you would rank him now. He has some serious issues and he needs to get it figured out. But those, like just saying those two guys alone, their play regressing a little bit caused the whole team to regress. And you didn't see the type of play that you were used to seeing from anyone on that squad. So Fisher, who came into that Gladiator squad at the time when he left the Spitfire. And if you go back, you remember the Spitfire to make a decision between Fisher and Jester. So those are two, that's probably one and two main tank in the league. I don't think there's a ton of dispute on that. Anymore. I think OG is up and coming one, but I have to see more from him. I know they had that run in the playoffs and he looked amazing, but you know, I'd be ready to put him third, really close second and first to both those guys. But Jester, it was a decision between Fisher and Jester to see, you know, who is the long-term answer, because having one on the bench was just not good overall for the team. So they moved Fisher. And what Fisher did when he got to the Gladiators was just give that team like a new sense of aggression in their play style. And I think it made them all more confident. You saw when Sherfor could have that allotted space that Fisher created, he was much better. I think the play of their snipers in that meta was so, it was the trajectory of their success was based off when Fisher got there. And I think even Sherfor would agree with that. We also saw him just make game changing ults. I think no other main tank came close in this regard. I think Jester has a good primal rage, but Fisher, his bounces are next level. He times those perfectly. And we saw it all season. He just changes fights all the time. So when he got there, I mean, everything kind of changed for the Gladiators. It all looked up. They started were in the running for stage playoffs. And they ended up making the final six at the end of the season, which was no easy task. I mean, the Dynasty and the Houston Outlaws, two of the teams that looked so good at season at the start of the season, missed the playoffs. So that shows you how competitive it was. So Fisher changed that whole dynamic of that team, the whole thinking around that team, until just the last few weeks of the season when the teams broke off into practicing mode where there was no games before the first round of the playoffs. Something happened and a split occurred to the point where they didn't even want Fisher playing in the playoff games. Now, I've been outwardly critical of this move, and I still don't quite understand it. You can say whatever you want about team cohesion and trying to figure it out, but this is your best player on the bench, and while you guys might not be getting along at the time, I feel like at that point you have to put your differences aside and just play it out. And once again, I'm speaking out of a spot. I've got the veil of ignorance where I'm just a fan. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in their meetings and discussions. So it could be something completely different. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense as a person without the details necessary to fully react to the situation. It just seems fishy to me. But now he is on the Dynasty. I think this is a huge move for the Dynasty. I think this makes them instantly better. I think they're going to be back in the playoffs next year based off this move alone. And, you know, what teams come in and out, you know, what players are come into the league next year. But I think this makes them so much better. And we'll see how it turns out in the end. If he has the same type of impact he did on the Dynasty, where he makes, you know, maybe we'll see Jae Hong and Toby return to form next season. But regardless, it's a good move for the Dynasty. The Gladiators will be looking for some answers. And I'm excited to see how this turns out. It's Overwatch drama at its finest. And who doesn't love that? So we're going to get into another segment here in just a second. We're talking about the Taiwan Fighter Major, which happened over the weekend. I want to talk about Dragon Ball FighterZ, and we'll be back in just a second.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.